Welcome to Wells Daily Devotions from whataboutjesus.com. The Word of God from Ephesians chapter 4, verse 14. Then we will no longer be infants, tossed back and forth by the waves and blown here and there by every wind of teaching and by the cunning and craftiness of people in their deceitful scheming. The next time you're in a bookstore, take a quick look through the crime section. You might come across a book entitled How to Become a Professional Con Artist. The book is written by a retired police officer who spent his career pursuing individuals who deceived people for a living. In his book, the author describes some of the classic scams used by con artists and why those scams work so well. The book arms you with a good understanding of what is legitimate and what is a fraud. That kind of understanding is necessary so that you are not so vulnerable to every scam out there. The Apostle Paul makes the same point about any Christian living in the sinful world. There are all kinds of spiritual scams vying for our souls. These scams can come from the world itself, from the devil, or even from our own sinful heads. The difference with these scams is that while other scams are simply out for our money or valuables, scams for our souls are far worse. After all, scams for our souls can be permanent and deadly. Of all the spiritual scams, perhaps the most dangerous one is this: the notion that even if it's been years since you've studied God's Word in any serious way, that you're just too strong of a Christian ever to be deceived. If that's what you think, then the Lord warns you that you are being deceived by a very old and dangerous scam. The solution? The solution is Jesus. Come to Him in repentance. Be refreshed in His forgiveness purchased at Calvary's cross. And then arm yourself in His Word with a renewed sense of seriousness and purpose. For when you do, you will give all the spiritual scam artists in the world a very bad day. Lord Jesus, in this world of confusion and lies, you are the way and the truth. Empower me by your Spirit to arm myself in your Word. Amen. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, go to whataboutjesus.com, click on Worship, then Daily Devotions. God bless your day.